What about the moral dimension of happiness? I mean, there are so many other things happening, so many important things to do in the world. Why should we have happiness as our highest end, as our chief concern, as that which determines the motion of our life? In other words, what's good about well-being? What's good about positive emotions? And there's a lot of research to answer this question. But before the research, it feels good to feel good. Think about it. Internalize it. You know, this is Aristotle's law of identity. A is A. It feels good to feel good. And that in and of itself is justification. Why not feel good if we can feel good? So the burden of proof for why happiness is not important may be on the people who would argue otherwise, and we'll talk about that argument later. But the first key issue is that it's a good in and of itself, almost needs no justification. However, beyond just feeling good, happiness also contributes to our life, to our relationships. It contributes to other people. This is research done by Barbara Fredrickson, one of the faculty members who teaches at UPenn. You saw a picture of her up there. What Barbara Fredrickson says is that positive emotions have an evolutionary reason, that they have a purpose beyond just making us feel good.